Philip Sample Pierre, the Georgian character, is 07-29-2023. Dictation is for Miss Victoria Zuniga. Zuniga spells Z-U-N-I-G-A. Victoria spells V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. Date of birth is 09-10-1970. This is a 52-year-old female. Here it's headache and chest pain, period. The patient said that her headache has been going on and off for the past year. And she has a history of migraine as the headache is similar. She says she doesn't have any headache right now, but had yesterday and the day before. She has been using Tylenol with no relief. She states in the past she has used Maxalt, which worked for her, and she would like to have a refill of that, period. Next paragraph, patient also reports chest pain. Said chest pain has been going on for the past 6 months. It's on and off. Said pain is not there today, but when it's present, it's on the left anterior surface of her chest. Feels like a pressure, worse with deep breathing. Said pain does not radiate and does not cause her to sweat or cause her to get short of breath. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and noted as above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room. Her blood pressure is 130 over 84. Pulse 82. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate. Rhythm. Some murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. The PMI is not displaced, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, lungs, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no use of, that was done already. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no tendon or organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, no tenderness, of palpation, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motor, correction, neuro alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is migraines. Assessment number 2 is vitamin D deficiency. Number 3 is chest pain. Number 4 is short of breath, chronic. Next paragraph, an EKG was done today. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm with T-wave abnormality, possible anterior infarct. Patient and I had a discussion about findings on EKG. She was advised to follow up, to give a referral to a cardiologist, but unfortunately the patient said she don't think she can afford it, period. Next paragraph. We had a continued discussion on the importance of her heart issue and what we see on ultrasound, correction, on EKG. She says she understands but just cannot afford to take care of it right now, but will do so in the future when she gets some money, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is migraine and headache. Number 2 is vitamin D deficiency. Number 3 is chest pain. Number 4 is shortness of breath, in parentheses, chronic, close parentheses. Next paragraph. Labs will be drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, and TSH. Next paragraph. Patient was encouraged to return to the clinic in a week for to be reevaluated. We did labs today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid panel, Say patient will be discharged with the following medication: vitamin D3, 50,000 units. She'll take 1 pill daily for 90 days. Correction, 1 pill weekly for 90 days, number 13. Next medication, aspirin, 325 milligrams. She will take 1 pill for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, enalapril, 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days, number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of presentation.